All right, this is Paul Proteus with another episode of Keep It 100 in the ongoing series, Why You Don't Have a Man. And in this episode, we're going to talk about the condo dog. And this type of dog, as a man, I just feel sorry for this dog, right? And this is the dog that, you know, you've got your career, you've got your condo, and all that stuff, but you're working a metric fuck ton of overtime. And you get up in the morning. I see you. You get up in the morning at like 5:45. You're outside in your sweats and your t-shirt, and you're trying to get the dog to take a shit as fast as it can so you can go back inside and get ready for work. And then you are at work, you're working overtime, all this shit. You're at work for 9, 10, 12 hours away from the apartment. Imagine how miserable you would feel if you had to hold your shit in for 12 hours. It ain't natural. It ain't right. And some of you, you take the dog out to piss and shit in the morning, and again at night, and that's it. And on Saturday, you take the dog with you to get a coffee, and then you go right back to the condo. And especially if it's one of those little kind of condo dogs, the dog just gets lonely. The dog doesn't get a chance to interact with any other dogs, or the only time it gets a chance to really interact with people is, you know, a couple of minutes when it's doing its business during the week. Or on Saturday, when you're actually willing to take the time to walk to the coffee shop. And that's why the dog is so happy, because it actually gets touched by people. It actually gets a chance to spend a half an hour out in the sunlight. And I just like you to consider, if you're, you know, you're one of these career women who have one of these types of dogs, and you're only letting the dog out in the morning and at night so it can do its business. Even motherfucking convicts get an hour in the yard a day. And your dog isn't even getting an hour in the yard. The literal yard. Now, if you don't believe me, I knew a girl, she had one of those little dogs. Right? And, you know, she called me, invited me over for dinner, some shit. I can't remember exactly, whatever. But I do know I went over and I didn't know that she had the dog. And so the dog, you know, of course, the dog is yipping at me like mad, like, because it's not used to having anybody else around. So the dog is already excited. And so, you know, had dinner, whatever. And I get up the next morning. Now, keep in mind, it's important to point out, now that I think about it, that I ran into her at the bar, and we didn't leave the bar until about 1:30 in the morning. And so there's a good chance that she hadn't been home all fucking day, right? So, of course, the dog is excited and everything else like that. And so I spend the night, and I get up in the morning, and I'm getting dressed, and I go out to the living room, and I see this little dog has left these little pebble shits all over the place. And I felt badly. I was just like, man, this is motherfucking nasty. What kind of shit is this? I knew it was dog shit, but, you know, in a metaphorical sense, you feel me now. So, anyway, I went over again. And when I went over the second time, I walked in expecting the same, you know, quiet. And I said, where's the dog? I can't remember what the dog's name was. And she said, oh, the dog ran out and got hit by a car, and the dog was killed. And I admit, my split second reaction was, good, I hated that little motherfucker. And then I realized, I didn't hate the dog. It wasn't the dog's fault that the dog was shitting on the living room floor. The dog died trying to break for freedom. You feel me? The dog got hit by a car because the dog was spending his entire fucking day looking out of that living room window at the tree across the street. And she slipped up or something, left the fucking door open, and the dog made a break for it. He's like, I want to be free. And the dog, in his bid for freedom, got hit by a goddamn car, didn't even make it to the motherfucking tree.
This has been Paul Proteus with another episode of Why You Don't Have a Man. I'll see you next time. And don't forget to hit the like and subscribe buttons.